Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformations. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Good afternoon and welcome to Life Transformation Radio. I'm your host, Master Resilience Implementer, TEDx speaker, business positioning strategist, and author, Sean Douglas. This show is currently heard in over 70 countries, such as the United States, Canada, all across Europe, all the way to New Zealand, India, Malaysia. So I want to thank you to those who are listening from around the world. Life Transformation Radio is all about our transformation. Here is where we tell the stories of why we're doing what we're doing. We highlight that transformational moment that has changed our lives and how we use this to then transform others and elevate their lives as well. Now, you can listen to us live right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network Tuesday through Friday. Never miss an episode by joining our Facebook community, Life Transformation Radio Community, and you can chat with the guests that appear on the show. You can never miss an episode by subscribing to Life Transformation Radio wherever you currently listen to podcasts. We are available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn, Player FM, Radio Public, Overcast, CastBox, the Himalaya app, and the Google Play Music app on Android. I ask that you please leave a rating and review once you subscribe to the show so that we know how we're doing. On the show are entrepreneurs, speakers, business owners, coaches, podcasters, authors, and other amazing people who are impacting the world around them. And my guest today does just that. If you have a question for any of the guests on my show during our live broadcast, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number, 657-383-1109. And with that, please help me welcome to the show, Tony Sanders Jr. Tony, welcome to Life Transformation Radio.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation.
Man, this has been a long time coming. I'm super pumped to have you on the show. And I believe that you are on a mission that is so necessary and impactful at the same time.
Yeah, I would like to believe so. I think this whole call to fatherhood is something that is long overdue, not only challenging and charging fathers to step up to the plate, but helping to reconnect those relationships between children and their fathers.
Yes, absolutely, yes. I grew up without a father. My mom and dad divorced when I was in first grade, kindergarten, first grade, and I really only saw him, you know, every other weekend, if he actually picked us up. 2 weeks out of the summer, if he actually picked us up. So it was like, you know, we were pretty consistent about getting picked up, but there's those times it's like, well, I got to work or I got something else or like, and then after we were 16, it was like, we just kind of didn't visit anymore. You know, we're older now and I'll just drive there. Or maybe I won't, or I've got my own stuff going on in my life. And it was like, you know, my sister turned 18. So her visitation was over. She's 3 years older than me. So I'm 15. She's 18, you know? And after that, it was like, I'd go for a little bit, me and my younger sister. But then it was just like, you know, my younger sister would go, or we would all go in the same car and then maybe visit for like a day. And it was just, I don't wish that for anybody. You know, it wasn't good. Families talking back and forth bad about each other and the kids are caught in the middle and it's just, it's ugly. It can get really, really ugly.
It really can. It's a tough position to be in for everyone involved, but especially for the children. And what you just described, unfortunately, it's a microcosm of what we experience all across this world. There's so many others who have gone through what you just described.
Yeah, so let's get more into that. This episode is titled The Abundant Life with Tony Sanders Jr. Tony is the CEO and president of TES Enterprise, LLC. Serving on local boards and committees, Tony provides services and offers resources for community empowerment and equality. Through the enterprise, a plethora of small businesses have been created to meet the needs of the community and clients, and it is used to create job training and career opportunities for those in need. For the past 22 years, Tony has worked diligently to ensure self-sufficiency for families in crisis and the disenfranchised. Through collaborative efforts, Tony's work extends behind and beyond the bars, as he provides coaching and classes for adults and juveniles within the criminal justice system. Tony also provides personal and business life coaching and consulting. As an entrepreneur, not only is Tony able to pursue his passion, but is fulfilling his purpose as well. Tony is the author of 7 books, one being an international bestseller in several categories and in 7 countries. Through his books and consulting firm, online courses, curriculum, and empowerment resources are available. Go to daddytalks.org and go to theabundantlifeconsulting.com. The websites are in the show notes, so be sure to click on those and connect with Tony's purpose and his mission. So, Tony, after reading that, I got to ask, man, what is your why? What is the deep, deep why for what you do?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say the why for me is I've always wanted to be in a position where I empower other people, inspire other people, and help other people to be the best version of themselves. Sounds like a silly story, but as a young child, I always pictured myself as being Superman. Now, of course, all children at some point, you know, identify with some type of superhero or character, and they want to be that superhero and character. Well, for me, it wasn't because of, you know, Superman being powerful or being popular or any of that. As I always wanted to be in a position where I didn't have to ask anyone to help someone. I wanted to be able to make that difference and that change right there on the spot. So being in a position of power so that I can empower other people.
Oh, I love that. That is a very solid tagline, right? I got to be in the position of power to empower. Right? Is that kind of what I'm getting?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I found myself in so many situations where I wanted to help other people, but there were so many hoops to go through and so much bureaucracy and red tape, you know, that I couldn't get it done without someone else signing off. And if they didn't agree with it, they could always deny it. So I wanted to, you know, remove all those barriers and just be in a position. If I saw someone in need, I wanted to be in a position or have the resources to respond and react immediately and address that need.
That's awesome. I really love that. And it sounds like over the years you've done that. You fulfilled that promise and have helped.
I've been fortunate enough to have some degree of influence where I've been able to make a difference in the lives of many of those that I've come in contact with. But I definitely am on a life journey to, increase my platform and position myself in a way where I can do so much more before my time on this earth has expired. Hello? Are we still connected? Sean, are you still there? All right, I think we've lost connection. Sean, are you there? Sean, you there?
Hey, Tony. There we go.
All right.
Working through some technical difficulties, but hey, this is live radio, so you never know what's going to happen. What I was asking was it sounds like, from what I know about you and what I've read about you, you have helped a lot of people over the past 22 years.
Yes, I've been fortunate enough to be in a position where I have been able to assist a good number of people, families and individuals alike, and I just hope that my platform would continue to spread, and I'll be put in a position where I can help so many more before my time on this earth has expired.
Good. That's amazing. So I want to go way back and figure out the story behind the story. What was a transformational moment that happened in your life, which then put you on the path to what you're doing today?
It's a great question. I would have to say that that transformational moment was when I became a father. Growing up without having a father or any, you know, live-in positive male influence in my life, because of that, it frightened me. I didn't know what I was going to do once I became a father. I always dreamed and desired of being a husband and being a father, but at the same token, I was intimidated because I had not seen a positive live-in model within my immediate context on what a husband was to be and what he was supposed to do and or what a father was supposed to be. So when I became a husband and when I became a father, I didn't know what to do, and I was terrified. It was at that moment that I found myself on a journey to figure it out, because I did not want to become what my father was / was not to me. I wanted to be something right. different for my children. I wanted to change the trajectory of my family, and I wanted to break that curse. And so that's how that all began. That was transformational for me.
Wow. I believe that you have to break the cycle. We've seen this a lot. You know, we see people that, you know, the grandfather was a high school dropout, the father was a high school dropout, the son was a high school dropout, the grandfather was in trouble, the father was in trouble, the kid's in trouble. It just seems like there's a generational, issue that happens. And unless you break the cycle, there's domestic violence cycles that so, I mean, you really need to break the cycle.
Indeed. Yeah, some people call it a generational cycle. Some people call it generational curse. And I'm sure there's other labels that have been constructed to refer to it. So whatever it's called, it is indeed something that if it's not interrupted, it will continue on from generation to generation to generation. And unfortunately, some families find themselves in a downward spiral because no one Yep. has been able to stand up and step up and break that curse. And for me, it was a non-negotiable. It needed to be broken. It must be broken in my mind. And I did everything that I possibly, knew to do and Yep. to make that happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about that. How does someone break the cycle? If someone's listening right now going, oh, my gosh, my grandfather was a drinker. You know, my father was a drinker. I'm a drinker. I mean, I'm about to have a kid. Like, I got to, is it you just don't want to end up that way? Or, if I look at my family, there's people that are in my family that, you know, my uncle was this way or my cousin was this way. And, you know, the grandfather, like my grandfather, his father and his grandfathers were all abusive. And he said, he's like, I'm not going to do that. And my grandfather was a very, very loving man. And he always told us, he's like, I'm not going to be like, I guess you just make a decision. But I want to know, how did you break the cycle? How does someone do that?
Well, I would say for me, the secret sauce to breaking that cycle is to, first of all, understand what it is that needs to be broken. That may sound yeah. simplistic or oversimplistic, but once we identify what is that curse or what is that cycle, what is that barrier that continues to hold my family back, and or in some families it's just a particular gender. It could be just the men in the family, or it could be the women in the family, whatever it is. So identify what it is, identify who it is that it is hindering or that it has latched onto, and then make certain that you're not in denial, because I think once we have broken that sense of denial, making excuses and trying to justify it. You know, once we get past that, we can make up in our mind and say, okay, I don't want to see this again. And so for me, that's what it was. So I could have easily used as an excuse, well, I don't have anyone to show me how. So what I did is, instead of allowing that to be my reality, I said I'll just do opposite of what my father did do or what my father did not do. So I learned in a very probably non-traditional way. So he was not a responsible father, so I said, okay, I need to be a responsible. He was not involved and engaged, so I said, I need to be involved and engaged. He was in and out of the prison system, and he was abusive to my mother. All those things that I did not like and did not want, I just decided I would do opposite of. So that became my teacher, is to be opposite of what I saw and or didn't see.
Wow. So in a sense, it was a model, not a very good role model, but a model for you. This is who I do not want to be. Everything that
Absolutely.
This is, I'm going to do the opposite. So in a sense, they say that, well, he wasn't a good role model. Sure, but still modeled the behavior that you knew that you didn't want to accept. So, I mean, I love that because everything, I believe, everything is a learning curve. Everything is a learning situation. Every moment of every day teaches us something. Whether you choose to seek it, find it, and believe it, every single moment can teach us something.
Absolutely. And that is something that I teach, is that every experience is a teachable moment. No matter what we go through, whether it's good or bad, positive or negative, every experience is a teachable moment. We can learn from it. And that's exactly what I did, and I decided to do to break that cycle. Also, based upon how I grew up and the circumstances, I was, you know, a statistic. They, you know, of course said that because of I grew up in poverty, a single-parent household, no father there, that I would grow up to be just like that. And that was a certain pattern and lifestyle. So I had a dual motivation. One was I did not want to be what my father was or was not, and I did not want to be a statistic. So I willed myself to break that statistic and that stereotype, and that began the cycle and the path that I'm on.
I love that. And then along the way, you became a reverend? Is that what I understand?
I did. Part of my transformation and part of
That's
that
awesome.
Journey is yeah, part of that journey and that transformation was me finding faith, and in particular, ascribing to the Judeo-Christian system, faith, beliefs.
Got it. Okay. Explain that. What is that? Is it different? I mean, it's Christian, but I mean, is there like a difference in the denominations or?
No, when I say Judeo-Christian, it's just basically Christianity that understands that the root of our faith is based in or stems from Judaism. It's just the more technical way of referring to Christianity.
Oh, I got you. Perfect. Perfect. So how have you taken your deep why, which is amazing, by the way, how have you taken your deep why, the transformational moments in your life, and combine those to elevate the world around you?
What I've done is I've taken the platform that I have been given, and I try to use it in a way that I focus on individuals that either don't have a voice and or have very little representation. And I try to use my skill set and I try to use my experience to speak on their behalf and to speak into their lives. One in particular group is the family as a whole, and then within the context of the family, speaking directly into the lives of the youth who are misled or find themselves on the wrong side of the track or in the juvenile justice system, also focusing on those fathers, and then, of course, focusing on those single moms. So it's within that context of the family. I've just broken it down and just try to be a voice as well as a resource for them.
Wow. Okay. I like that. Going forward, what does the rest of 2019 look like? Do you have, you know, different resources for different seasons? School's going to let out soon, so is there like a summer program? You know, if someone wants to get in with you and your, you know, and your programs and all that, how do they do it?
Well, it's just as simple as them contacting me. I have gone around the country teaching classes and seminars and workshops. I'm currently in the midst of a parenting workshop entitled catch them being good, the power of positive reinforcement. And then this Saturday, I actually start teaching a marriage workshop entitled hashtag marriage matters. So, you know, an individual can get plugged in locally, or they can request me to come, you know, around the country, and I'd be more than happy to do that. But just going to the website or going to the Facebook page, they can connect with me easily.
Yeah. Talk about Daddy Talks. DaddyTalks.org. How did you come up with that?
Well, that's an interesting story, actually, Sean. Daddy Talks is a double entendre. And so one aspect of it is it's a chronicle of conversations that this father, me being this father, that father, had with his children. It was it's a collection of conversations that I had. All the things that I wish my father had taught me and talked to me about in turn became the things that I taught my children and talked to them about. The other aspect of Daddy Talks is breaking the cycle of silence. And so when the father speaks, it changes the trajectory of the entire family and generations to come. So it's a double entendre. It's challenging fathers to speak, break that silence, but it also is sharing a collection of conversations that I had with my children, which somewhat serves as a template for others who would like to have those conversations with their children.
Wow. You said break the silence. Man, there's so many times my wife and I will disagree on, you know, how we're going to parent, or is our kid ungrounded or is he grounded, or like what are we going to take away? Because, you know, we're more of like the takeaway parents rather than like smacking or hitting or, you know, go stand in the corner or whatever. Like, we just take things away. We're like an emotionally punishing family. You know? So take the video games away. What's funny is we'll take the cords out of the room, like the court, like you can look at the Xbox, but you can't play it because we either have your controllers or we've taken the power cord.
Right,
so
right.
You can look at the Xbox all you want and wish you could play it, but I'm taking your power cord. And that hurts way more. He's like, could you just hit me with a belt? I'm like, no, because that goes away.
this is an emotional deep heat,
right? So there's been a couple of times where I'm like, you know what? You do what you want to do. You want to parent him? Go parent him. Screw it. I'm done. Whatever. Go do what you got to do. You know, go be the mama's boy, you know, whatever. And then she's like, well, no, we need to do it together. I'm like, but you're not listening. Well, I just don't like how you parent. Then you parent how you want to do it. And I'll see how it goes. And then, of course, he walks all over and talks back. And she's like, I can't do this no more. I'm like, that's why you need to be tough on him, not coddle him. So, yeah, there's a lot of parenting, you know, disagreements that we have because each child is different. I got a 12-year-old daughter who is going to be 13, and she's already got a mouth on her. And my wife don't put up with nothing. I'm like, see, you don't put up with nothing from her, but you let your boy walk all over you. He's 16. I said, I don't let that dude do nothing. I don't give him an inch. You know, maybe it's the same gender stuff. Maybe I'm trying to be the alpha male and she's trying to be the alpha female or something. Then I got a 4-year-old that, she's so funny, you can't even be mad at her. Like, she'll do something, you're like, don't do that again. And then the other girl's like, what? When I was her age. And then we got an 18-month-old, and she's all over the place anyway, so we're just kind of on the same page with that one. But with the two older ones,
well, you know, it rings. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. It rings true, that statement, that phrase, that mothers love their daughter, raise their daughters and love their sons. And so whether it's a single mom raising, you know, a son and a daughter, or whether she is actually married, that statement rings so true in so many situations that we see so many women end up coddling their sons and enabling them to the point that they don't grow up to be responsible and or to become that mama's boy, just like what you just described. And so one of the things that I challenge in the parenting course, as well as even in premarital and or relationship intervention, is I focus a lot on parenting styles because just as you described, you know, you may have two totally different styles of parenting and or approaches and or philosophies when it comes to how the child should be raised. And what we also don't realize is that it evolves. We evolve and our parenting philosophy evolves. So just like you described the parenting approach with the 16-year-old, not just as a 16-year-old, but it's he's, you know, your son. So you got a gender issue, you got the fact that it's the first child, you got the fact that, you know, you were the age that you were, and she was the age that she was, and then the 14-year-old come along. So here's your first daughter. Now this happens to be the second child. So many things change in dynamics. Then with the 4-year-old and the 18-month-year-old, you have gotten older, you've got a little practice at this thing. I mean, so many things have influenced the way that you now parent. So that's an ongoing conversation and evaluation that must take place.
Yeah, I told the wife a couple of days ago, I was like, man, our daughter just turned 5, and she's so smart, and she just knows stuff. And she just does things without asking something. Like, she'll see something that's messed up. Like, I don't know, maybe there's Legos on the floor or something like that, like in the living room, because the baby was playing with the big blocks. Or maybe, I don't know, something needs to be done or whatever. She'll just do it. Like, if there's a paper towel in front of the trash can, she'll pick it up, put it in the trash can, and keep on walking by, you know? I'm like, that's awesome. Like, she just, I don't know, she's just smart. And I told her, I was like, man, that's our retirement fund right there. She's good. She ain't putting us in no home.
Right.
You got to be nice to that one. I have a theory that your first child is all screwed up because you have no idea how to parent. You start parenting the way that you parented, or not, your parents parented you. So you, as a new, brand new parent, start parenting the only way you know how, and that is by modeling what your family did for you, which can be good or bad. And then your second child comes along, and you're like, okay, I've kind of figured this out. I remember the kind of the bottle thing, and I'm like, okay, I got this part down. And then you get your third child, and you're like, pretty good. I'm pretty good at this. You know, I know the tricks from the other two kids, you know, how to get her to sleep and how to, you know, feed her properly and how, you know, you pretty much got this. Our 18-month-old, we just cruised. Like baby, like sleeping, like, yeah, we just cruised. It was so easy. I think that's the trick, though. Like, as you think that it gets easier, you're like, let's have more kids. This is easy.
That's the parenting trap.
Yep, we're done, though. 4 kids, we're done. We've had enough. Family of 6, we're done.
Yeah, I don't blame you. We're done as well. Our youngest is 19. So we are an empty nester.
Oh, wow. The empty nest. Very cool. Well, now you got your mission and fulfilling your passions and all that. Talk about your books. You have 7 books. Are they available on Amazon? What are they about? Go through your books.
The books are available through Amazon. Of course, you can always go through the website and order them there as well. And depending on what city you're in, some local bookstores may have some of the books available on their shelves as well. But the first book, we've already talked about a little bit, of course, Daddy Talks. And, you know, I'm just really excited about that particular work because it is through that not only are fathers finding empowerment, but I've discovered that also a lot of women are. Surprisingly, more single moms or more women, period, are buying Daddy Talks. Some of them are reading it for themselves. Some are reading it to give to the fathers of their children, you know, and some of them are just using it to enhance their parenting. Because it's not a fatherhood book per se, though it speaks to fatherhood and or fathering. It's not just for fathers. So it's for those who grew up fatherless. They find value in the book. It's for individuals who may have experienced some traumatic experience with their father, what have you. That, you know, they find value in the book. So many find value in it, even to the tune that mothers have requested that I do a piece for them. So I'm currently working on Mommy Talks, Raising Sons Single-Handed. And hopefully that'll be out within the year, if not by next year. And it's specifically for those mothers. It is giving the male perspective on how to raise young boys. The other 6 books are children's books. And those books are really designed to teach character. Each one is building upon a different character principle. And it also is to launch my Literacy Matters campaign. So pretty excited about all 7 of those projects.
Very cool. Very cool. I like it. And I like that it's for the mom, but it's the male perspective. So because you kind of get, especially for single parents, like if you're a single mom raising 2 boys, you know, it's like you're probably asking your brother if you have one, or you're asking a male friend or your dad or, you know, like, what do I do? And what do I, you know, because like, you don't know, you know, you try to, but, you know, we just try raising our kids with empathy. Try to see where they're coming from. Try to identify with what they're feeling, you know, because most of the time, like, if you have a, let's say, a 15-year-old daughter, you have a 15 or 16-year-old daughter, more than likely she will have a breakup or whatever in high school, you know. And you're going to go, oh, there's so many other men out there. You're going to have many boyfriends. Like, it's fine. But it's not fine in that moment. It is not fine.
Right.
Her heart is in pieces. So sympathy says, there's a lot of fish in the sea, honey. It's fine. But empathy will say, you know, when I was your age, I had a breakup, and it was bad. And they're going to go, what did you do? If you ever notice, like, Full House and, like, all the 90s sitcoms, like, the music starts playing, you're like, here it comes. All they're doing is deploying empathy. That's it, right? And all they're doing is deploying empathy. If it showed a real American household, I bet they'd be like, suck it up, buttercup. You know, like, it wouldn't be much of a show, right? It wouldn't be much of a show. But you have to sit down, talk with the kids, you know, like, listen, it happens. I remember when I was your age. You're like, but what did you do? And, right? So you deploy empathy and emotional intelligence, and that's what we try to do with the kids. Whenever something happens, whenever we're, you know, getting on them about something or we're yelling at them about something they did, we just deploy empathy. Like, look, you know, I did stupid stuff as a kid too, and I'm here to tell you that if you keep on doing stupid stuff, it ain't going to go nowhere. It's going to get you in a lot of trouble.
Right.
So, and just trying to teach them along the way. You're not saying that you're bad for doing that and go to your room now. Like, they're like, what did I do wrong? Like, I don't know. We explain everything to them.
Yeah. I think being able to relate to our children and them being able to connect, because sometimes they think that we are, they think that we cannot relate to them. They think that our experiences, you know, that happened so long ago that it definitely is not relevant to today's time. So being able to connect with them and show them that, hey, you know, what you're going through is something that I've experienced as well. And this is how you can get through it. This is how you can get over it. You know, I think that's important. And it builds, it strengthens the relationship between you and your child. It really does. It's one thing to teach them and to tell them what to do or what not to do. But when you can relate to them and connect to them in a way that's more personal, oh, man, that does wonders for the relationship.
Oh, 100%. Outstanding. So for the listeners listening, we are live with Tony Sanders Jr. on Life Transformation Radio. If you have any questions so far, you can call us up at 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109, and we are standing by to field your questions. So, Tony, let's do this. Let's do a shameless plug. You can plug Friends Quotes websites, Facebook, you know, your programs, product services, whatever it is that you want the audience to check out, to know or to do, please, shameless plug, go.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely encourage as many of you who are on Facebook, Daddy Talks has its own page. So it's just under that that name there, Daddy Talks. So we encourage you to join that page and become a follower. We try to post relevant tips and tools that would be helpful to those who are raising children, in particular fathers. Of course, my own personal Facebook page is Tony Sanders Jr. I think I'm about at max now. I don't know if I can accept any more friends, but I do have a fan page or a public page, and that's under Revy Rev 402, R-E-V-Y-R-E-V 402. And then, of course, under that same handle, I'm on Instagram as well as Twitter. So definitely encourage as many people to come and join and be a part of the community. You can go to the website, daddytalkswithans.org, or you can go to the abundantlifeconsulting.com. It is there that you can reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to come to your city and host a workshop or a seminar. And do any type of training and or, of course, to come and do book signing.
Love it. Everybody right now needs to hire this guy for your speaking, training, consulting. because he will change the face of the relationship that you currently have. So as we start to close the show, let's give the audience a nugget of knowledge that will motivate, transcend, and inspire someone to take action today.
What I would encourage people, if I were given a platform to just give one nugget, there's so many things that I could share, but just one nugget I would say is don't take advantage of time, or spend quality time together, make as many memories as possible, because the time goes by so quickly. You'll look up and that 5-year-old is 15, or it's now 25 or 30, and you're just sitting there wondering, where did all the time go? So if there's one thing that I could do differently or would do differently, or that I would encourage people that are listening to me, is to slow down, enjoy the moment, and make as many memories as possible. You'd be surprised at how those memories will stick with your children and will be comforting to them for years to come, and how those same memories will be comforting to you as you age and get older and start reflecting and reminiscing over your life.
Oh, I love that. What I've learned as we've gone through, my wife and I got married in 2007. We struggled, military family, moving around, deployments. I mean, it was tough. There was some days you wake up, you're like, "This, I don't want to do this anymore. This sucks." You get that feeling, and then you laugh a little and you're like, "Oh, I guess it's not so bad." There's always that back and forth, "Oh, this sucks." But I couldn't imagine being with anybody else, my wife and kids, and coming home and there's so much investment, emotionally, physically, monetarily. There's just so much investment with the kids and the wife and them and me and them. And it's just, there's so many ways, there's so many resources available that if you don't have a great relationship, but you still want to make it work, which is something you'll have to decide, there's so many resources available. Just find someone like Tony, find resources, and make the decision to break the cycle and make the decision to live a passionate and fulfilling life, because most people don't, and they go through life miserable because they don't know any other way. What do you think, Tony?
I agree with that 100%. If it's something that you don't know, there's someone out there that you can go in and link up with, whether it's a seasoned male, who has raised their children, who has grandchildren now, and they can give you nuggets of wisdom, or to someone who is a specialist, or a fatherhood coach or a parenting coach. The resources, the way our society is set up now, there's so many resources that are accessible to us and right at our fingertips. You can Google a plethora of resources in just a matter of seconds.
Tony, you are an amazing guest. You have an important mission, and love everything that we discussed today.
Thank you, sir. I definitely appreciate the invitation, and this has been good for me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you. Life Transformation Radio, an amazing guest impacting the world around him. If anything that Tony and I had discussed today resonated with you and stuck with you and struck a chord, contact him at daddytalks.org. And also go to theabundantlifeconsulting.com. The links are in the show notes. Connect with him, because we need to break the cycle. What I've got the most out of this episode today for the listeners, breaking the cycle. We've all been through some stuff. Our family isn't the greatest. It isn't perfect. It isn't like on TV. We all know what we all deal with. And so find someone like Tony, connect with Tony, talk with him, get his books on Amazon. He's the author of 7 books, an international bestseller in several categories and countries. What he is doing and what he is providing, the resources for you to break the cycle, is so important. It is so important as a parent to be there the way that you need to be for your children. And with that, we close the show. Like I always say, live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the core values that you hold deep in your heart. And I call this living your brand. So until next episode, live a great life. And do not forget to subscribe to Life Transformation Radio wherever you're comfortable listening to podcasts. Have a great day.